because they will understand that we know the detail of what they actually need, and we ask the right questions. That's very important. So we really appreciate the relationship that we have. We appreciate the fact that we go an extra mile to ensure that we do, all of us, the right things. Want to welcome you, and I'm giving now you an opportunity to give the presentation. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair, Honorable Chair, and Honorable Member. For this warm welcome, I can only echo what the Chair, Honorable Chair, has said, that our relationship is very important. We are the authors, the oldest department, but it's not the authority to keep coming up with many different year after year. We also want to see improvement, and we do rely also on the community, the order of quality, to have also budget for the nation in the treasury ahead of the following year's budget. only overview of the scope of the audit, of what we do on the audit. On the audit, we audit to provide assurance that the annual financial statements are free from the statement that we accept the user. We do not provide assurance on the appropriateness of the particular person. So we do not audit the person. We do not expect the use on the appropriateness of the error. We also report on the instruments and liability of the evaluation in the annual performance report. We look at the annual performance report and accept an agreement on the instrument of assets and liability of that report. We do not provide a common value from the report. We only look at the report. How the report is prepared, is it useful, is it reliable, is it supported by the we also look at the report on material non-compliance with climate legislation. In that respect, we look at the key legislation, the enabling legislation that are more closely related to the project. We do not look on all regulations and all legislations. Only key sectors of finance from relevant institutions are also. We also identify the key internal control deficiencies to be addressed. We look at the internal control in the pattern. We address the risk of fraud, but we are not responsible for fraud prevention or fraud prevention. That is the responsibility of the industry. But when we do uncover fraud, then having seen that background, then the content of the presentation is on this slide. We're going to address the overall project outcome for us and culture. And for that, we're going to look at the key for materials that we look at on the audit. We're going to look at the regular and footless and grateful expenditure. That's what the project. We're going to look at combined assurance and assessment of assurance providers. We're going to look at the new courses and recommendation for the filing. And we're going to also look at the commission and delegation by the minister in our interaction or our meeting with the minister. We're going to meet with the minister on a constant basis and convey our findings and our concerns and try to
the number of clean reports that were issued in the portfolio. There were 9 last year, there were also 9 this year. A slight improvement in audit that received unqualified reports refined. There's also one entity that received a disclaimer with findings, and there was one audit that was not completed on time. There's a few outstanding for some preparation of the slide. The details on the next one. This is where the listed all the entities that did receive unqualified audit reports with findings, or the reports were qualified with findings, or there was a disclaimer, or the auditors have been outstanding. The members would tell me from the response. And yeah, so the audit that has been outstanding that was not completed on the 31st of July was PACOS, which is the Home Guard Council of the State. So we have not included any of their outcomes in this slide. On the common qualification areas, what is shown the committee was just the trend on what have been the pitfalls within the portfolio. And what has been prevalent, though we've listed everything, what has been prevalent is that heritage assets has been very common as a qualification area. So that's the most common one in that listing. We also have irregular expenditure that has been common throughout. Only a few entities did not receive any funds or qualification on irregular expenditure. And the other one is on property, plant, and equipment, which is all the assets, including heritage assets and we also had a problem with those ones. And then we had funding on long-term liabilities, payables, and contingencies. So we will be certain. On the key focus areas that the Auditor General is reporting on, we just want to show the portfolio committee that on these areas there has been also some areas of improvement. However, in 2 instances there have been areas of regression, and the financial health analysis has been stagnant one. So if we look at the first one, the quality of submitted financial information, financial statements, there were 12 entities that submitted financial statements that had to be regular of the right quality and had to make changes subsequent to the ones that were submitted on the 31st of May. However, there's been 14 that submitted correctly. If you look at the quality of performance reports, they will see that there were 11 entities that did not submit performance reports that were of the correct quality. And if you look at compliance with registration, you can see that there were 14 entities that submitted findings on compliance with registration. And I think whereas we made the red, we can show that there is some sort of intervention that is required from the higher authority to help the agencies and major departments to ensure that compliance is already adhered to. There are 3 that we believe are concerning, and if we do not seek better action, they may just fall into the 54% category. On the financial health status for the entities and the department, there were 4 entities where we believe there is a concern, make better attention also. Under human resources management, this is where we measure whether there was time for human resources also. And there are both entities that would require further attention, which last year it was a lesser number. However, there's also still seven that are of concern to us. And then under information technology, there are 10 entities that really would need some assistance on that. And there are 3 that we believe are entities of concern. On the policy, just a further elaboration on the previous slide. This is where we are indicating that last year, if we had not come in and allowed the department or the entities to make changes to their financial statements, we would have had an even worse outcome. I think they will be the best check and Sarah, where they had to make material changes to their financial statements in order to avoid clarifications. On the quality of annual performance report, on this one we can see that it is a huge improvement from the prior, as only a few entities submitted performance reports that did not need changes after submission. However, we want to just point out that there were 5 policies that had findings on usefulness, and there were 4 that had findings on reliability of the information. And this is a better elaboration on which entity or department had findings on each part of the current usefulness of the library. And all the other for the programs that we already also are listed there. On the findings related to registration, on compliance with registration, the 6 areas that we're looking at today is on financial statements. So if they had a finding on the price they will be the buildings we take. On prevention of unauthorized, irregular and occulted and useful expenditure, we are interested there for 11 entities with those findings on the regular expenditure. On the management of procurement and contracts, we also listed that there were 6 that had findings on the audit report. There were 2 that had findings in the management report. And on the management of strategic planning and performance, only 2 policies received findings on the management of strategic planning and performance that were listed in the audit report. There was one entity that received the finding on human resource and consequence management. In term of audit and audit committee, there were 2 entities that had findings on internal audit or audit committee. 4 of them received the finding in the management report. And we have listed the non-compliance areas per audit, just to elaborate on the previous slide also. Findings also on financial on information technology have been listed, just elaborate on the previous slide also. The third area that I want to talk to the committee about was on unauthorized expenditure. And just here we have listed the definitions of the 3 types of expenditure that we report on. Just to elaborate on unauthorized expenditure not in accordance with the budget rules. Irregular expenditure is death and was really things like the things like that should not have been incurred and was incurred in vain or could have been avoided or was not paying for money. On an overall basis, we've seen that the total of irregular finishes has declined from last year. From 103,000 that was reported on last year to 128. The error rate should be decreased. It has decreased on an overall basis. I don't know if one can speak to the members of the bank for each and every line item, but I think. Yeah. On the food test and refill expenditure, the portfolio also, as you noted, that it has been a decline from 2014 from 9 million to 3.7 million. On this slide, we'd like to elaborate on the combined assurance approach that we have, and without going into further detail on it, however, we just wanted to elaborate on this level of assurance, the combined assurance model. That the first level of assurance that we always want to get assurance from is management. And we've listed the respective levels there also. We've also made the second level of assurance, which is on the oversight assurance, which we have a guideline from internal audits, the audit committee, and other monitoring institutions. And then there's independent assurance, which is the third level of assurance, which is oversight, the portfolio committee level, the public account committee, and the national center. And then the detail is further in the slide. On the next slide, we just indicated the type of assurance that we've received from the three levels of assurance that we spoke about. Under senior management, 16% they provide limited or no assurance, 60%, 15% of the portfolio. And 42% provided some assurance, and 42% provided more assurance from the senior management point of view. And then 100% officer or authority, there's also 15% that because concerned about it, it provides limited or no assurance. And the advisor provides some assurance. On the executive authority, we said it provides some assurance also, just to take into perspective the outcomes of the portfolio. In terms of it, there was 12% that provided no assurance. There was 12% also that at the time of the audit, there was no internal audit unit established. On audit committees, there was 4% that had a vacancy or was not established. At the time of the audit, they efficient that provided limited assurance and 20% that provided some assurance. Okay. And the idea is always to have full assurance that on all levels. So on the slide, on slide number 27, we have listed the common root causes and recommendations that we have seen throughout the portfolio, and we just listed the three that came across from our analysis. And we said that on the first one, and this is the issue from the prior, that there has still been a lack of consequences for poor performance and transgression. Our recommendation is that management and all levels must educate and take disciplinary steps against non-performance and non-compliance with prescribed laws and regulations, including those related to supply chain. second one has been that has been there were slow responses by the nation. And our recommendation is that adequate action plans should be developed and consistently monitored by senior management and those charged with government to address significant deficiencies identified by internal and external audits. And implement adequate daily and monitor and monthly internal controls which are consumer field reviewed and supervised. The third report is that key officials lack appropriate communication. And the recommendation has been to provide relevant training to existing key officials and recruit adequate skills as well for all key positions. We believe that these will address all of the deficiencies identified. On the status of municipal commitments that were made during the year to address the root causes. The first one, which is still in progress, to address challenges faced by the population for achievement of clean waters and taking countermeasures to deal with the reasons that led to negative water outcomes for the population. That is coming from Hopo last week. And we've seen that it's not been addressed at the moment. In full, there were some different improvements, but a lot of negatives. The minister will strengthen shareholder contracts and get a front on skills and military expenditure. The minister to meet with AJSA more regularly, at least quarterly. And that is also another one that we are monitoring closely. Conduct investigation on the regular expenditure at TAC that resulted in a qualified audit opinion in 2013-14 financial year. And that investigation is still in progress. The one that has been implemented is the filling of the DG post, corporate services and CFO for FTSC. Nothing new has been achieved at the moment. And that concludes our presentation to the portfolio manager. Thank you very much.
Many times you were asked what are we doing for what you think about the translation of a finding that we from the past, especially the areas that we can kind of like the things are things are in the future. This book has set out in some of the forms what we publish process is about what we cover, and then also provide what you can really say about this, which is from the world, for the remedy and what we need to have to make some which will help you also when you need to be fascinated to see what the Swiss have in the international and the
thank you very much for the information. It's always useful to get information from the AG office. And sometimes it draws into the detail that ordinarily you wouldn't have looked at. So we are very appreciate the presentation. And we appreciate this book as well. But I think that the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture would like to ask you to translate into languages that are spoken by our people. Because as people's representatives, we need to take this to our constituency offices. But people at village level will be able to identify things that are being, told on TV, when they say irregular expenditure, what does that mean for an ordinary person in the village of Guatemala, say in Andes, this mean anything. So I think it's important for us, as we understand these things, we begin to ensure that people at the village level understand this issue. We appreciate it. Surely, this is going to assist us. You have assisted us with information, but we want to take a step further to ensure that our people understand the term. And I think it's important, the issue of language is very important. All the documents should be translated into the spoken languages. The languages that are spoken in my province, for instance, we have Xhosa speaking people, we have Sotho speaking people. And they are in the majority, you know. So I think it would be good to have some of this book translated. I know the issue of budget. You will say you don't have a budget to do this, but I think as the portfolio committee, we really feel that all languages should be taken for so that people begin to understand the important work that you are doing, because it means very important work. I'm now going to give honorable member an opportunity to ask. I know we will not ask you questions because the questions are going to the department. As we were listening, I think we're formulating questions already that are going to the department. But I think if members do have questions where they would like to understand some of the information that we have given, members are free to do so. Members are also free to make comments. I think it's important for us to make comments as well as we receive this very important information. And I was just going to ask if you are aware that there's no DC in the department, because it's just maybe because of the case in the year under review, but as we speak, there is an acting DC in the department. So I think it's important for that also, for this particular financial need. As a portfolio committee, this is one thing that we need to look at and to urge the department to do, because a ship without a head is a problem. We need leadership there as well. And if you could just, there was something that I did not understand here. But let me give over to the members, and I'll be looking for my question. Over to you, honorable members. Are there any questions or comments that you'd like to make on the presentation? Honorable members?
Thank you, Dr. Bhakti. We should appreciate the presentation by the Office of the AG to our staff. I actually don't have a question, but just a few comments. The first comment is the one I'd like to call the attention of the Chair. Maybe I want to focus that in the morning. We were discussing about the performance of the entity, and the Chair mentioned in the afternoon that now, I can see that on page 9, they actually performed, I would say they performed well, except for 1 year, which is the heritage asset. We should have been having a problem in most of our museums. And so it means that reading from this information, one could say that there has been quite a significant improvement if you compare their performance with the other year, because they have complied with the right except for this problematic area of the asset grants. And this takes me to the next comment, Chair, to Dr. don't know whether the hearing is offered in the next division to help us understand how we could help this situation, which from the look of things are going to continue to develop our oversight space. The whole issue of what is that, whatever the liability is that. And we look at certain issues, and I'd like to pull one of our best points and to see the portfolio. This is we have been performing for years, I think close to 10 years now, since October. Now, from nowhere to this bureau is qualified. We qualify because of the grant mandate. In the public eye, it looks like a lot of mistakes are there. But for the ones ourselves who know what is actually the situation, we actually feel very bad that things end up in the kind of a red paint, so to speak. It's a matter of, I think, we should be assisted to assist our entity in dealing, in overcoming the situation. I mean, I remember in one stage where the mission, I can't remember which municipality, I mean, museum it was, and one of the presenters was saying, you know, the problem with one of those things, because of one thing, is that we collect ants, we've got thousands of and flies, butterflies that we collect. We use the net collector, and for the ends we use a cage to catch them. That thing costs less than 10 grand. And we caught thousands of them with that system. What value do we put to the end? How much does it cost us to evaluate the value of these thousands? And we could understand the problem, but we also understand the reason why carbon is being used. For items that are available, carbon is being used. But for these other ants, flies, rats, minerals, is a very expensive investment for something that you can't derive the replacement. And it's a problem. And now, I'm of you, but I know that there are still for resource capacities here from across the country. I'm of you is that we may need to have a specific regime, especially for our museum. But I do not know as to what the size of the ancient office is just an advice, because we were discussing this before we started with the meeting, as well, it would be ideal that as a committee we further ourselves so that we engage on this matter, so that we do not have a situation where people work very hard to perform and keep themselves above board. If we go, and I know that last year when we had the Nelson Mandela, I actually told the chair last year that Nelson Mandela is going to come off the report. And I can see that from the report, they actually done exceptionally well, but they ended the report because of some of the. But it means for them, perhaps, it's not as worse as the other. I don't know what we took to this article. I value everything in Nelson Mandela's museum, and I want to believe that those items in the Nelson Museum must be thoroughly evaluated. They qualify for class 1 and 3. But items in Zigo, items in other places, we must find a different process. And the question to me is, can the hypothesis of robotics advise whether it would be the right thing to do to invest yourself and try that way so that we discuss a regime, a new regime, with regard to the question. The issue that is going to share, obviously, I would have been shocked if I had found anything better or better than what they caught. And it's our aim, it's our problem, and I guess all of us collectively as a community have tried ourselves on a few occasions on this matter. Semi constitutional structure of some sort, and but because we have moved quite a lot, and I think the members of the committee would attest to this, I think that the portfolio would done fairly well if we were to do our own system evaluation. I think we've done fairly well in a short space of time, because all members have been hard at work to try and push our entities to comply and use those problems. We must admit, with regards to this enemy called Fairfax, it has been impactful. We will not give up, though, but we just want to be careless that it has not been a very easy journey for us. We've left and bruised many times. I don't think if there's one thing they hate to hear, get an invitation to the country to propose, because we literally take our hats off. And we are not going to put them on for as long as there is no compliance to them. And we can't have 90% of the entities complying in one entity to just please that they are lower to themselves by the issue of the non-zero constitutional report lying anywhere between Section 230 to Chapter 9 institution. I think it's our area of security. But generally, I think that personally, I'm relatively happy with the performance, and I can see that there are just a few hurdles that we need to deal with to overcome this issue. One of them being the tone, and it should be, I'm not talking to the legal library, but I guess we'll have to look at that. I'm not worried about the fact that they just are there and we will have to get them out of that situation at some point. But this presentation does help us share to represent our overtime price and try to package and we'll be in a position to continue as we did last year, identify those weak entities in the space and see as to how we work with them.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Are there any other questions or comments? Honourable Kotu? And Honourable Makondo Bell.
Thank you, Chair. Also, thank you to the Office of the Auditor General for the report. The only question that I have or comment is specific reference to the slow response from management. And I don't know what would be the course of action to do that, because we know that management, it's like service delivery process, and the bus cost would be municipal manager, but if the municipal manager is not competent enough to execute his or her mandate, then you get the slow response, and I think that is exactly what happens in some of these entities, that the slow response from management is not due to them taking their time in trying to execute, but rather their inability to do so. Because if you all three of those courses, lack of consequence, slow response, and key officials lack appropriate competencies. Well, down to the last one, the key officials lack appropriate competencies. And I don't see that 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 the auditor general's office make any appropriate recommendation in that regard to just say provide relevant training. I mean, if you appoint a CEO or CFO without the necessary accounting background, you cannot train in the service, because government should not be maybe able to intern here, but when you appoint senior managers, they should be able to execute their duty diligently without your favor. And we know why then some of these officials say they are slow. Also, I can't say it's led to due lack of competency, why they don't act slowly or respond. Because sometimes we find that junior officials being redeployed and senior managers can do nothing against the official. So we know what the report are. But the thing is, we need to apply the principles set out by government in terms of appointments. Look at that and see that we do that, execute that judiciously.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In fact, that was one of the questions that I had. And just thinking that question further, what are the implications of that? What's happening, or what's going to happen then? How does it happen? What's going to happen? And what should happen if they might convey the consequences of that? I think it's a good question for you to share. And also, on your assessment of assurance, the one with a Turkish portion, because I would believe that if you say there was no internal audit unit, it means no work was done in that area. If you think you can just explain to us the last two that have a small percentage that is careful, which means not established or evaluated, what does that mean? And my second question is honorable Macron has already been asked, if you can just respond to this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, just another question just that on the question of the graph one daughter for someone where he's problematic for yes, the echo also is a good sentiment, but the national center is actually the institution that is responsible as a standard for the one year and determine what standard of reporting needs to be applied. And the intention is that there should be an external accepted standard for reporting that is used, and every year also in our office, have different departments that is with the structure. team also managed to get the appointment of the people with many persons that came from their competence. And I can only agree with the tenants that have been important liberty to appoint the individuals and then change them just to update.
Yes, well, I've also noted the chair's comment on translation of the simple process on to our communication. And see how we successfully implement that. Just to elaborate on the chronology part, and I think most of the bill here explained it very well. I think I'm trying to make sure that it's there. To deal also with this low response to root cause to this low response. What we've seen is that the bank was proposed about 3 years or 4 years ago. Came into effect on 2012. So it has been a known issue, both from the concept side, trading side, and also from all the applicable entities. And we've gone to this point, I think we spoke, it was also part of the hot topic that we spoke about with the BIF committee. Say, is it coming to that? And if no action is taken, or appropriate action is taken, we will run into this problem. And I think for us, just to show that the problem has been a known problem. That's why we wanted to keep it in the slow response or lack of appropriate action from all levels. I don't want to go into detail about what were the actions. I think the department will elaborate on this matter. However, there was a lot of consultation. So it's just unfortunate that it has come to where it is and resulted in negative outcomes from many institutions. And also what must be done going forward. Those consultations need to be completed and someone needs to decide on it. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to elaborate further just on the rumors on one point on top, but thank you. That one on top of maybe that, I think that is the more pressing that has been brought from. We prepared all our slides and our presentation based on what is that was completed at least on the 31st of July or on the 16th of August. That was our cutoff. And what has happened subsequent to that was that the work was finalized on the 21st of September. It was finalized and I was privy to that point also. Just firstly on the reasons for the late submission on that, I think there was a suspension of the appointment officer, of the chief executive officer there, and there was also a resignation from the chairperson of the council. Therefore, with those vacancies being in place, we could not receive a signed set of financial statements on time by the 1st of May. And there was no one that was appointed as the acting or the new chairperson. I think that matter stalled until the 21st of July, and that's when we received there was an appointment of an acting chairperson at the time, and therefore we were able to get a signed set of financial statements. So then the audit began from that point. So we did not get any of our process. So but the audit has been finalized at the 21st of September, and currently the annual report has also been tabled along by everyone's external audit or the audit committee with the chairperson require a listing of the entities that were where we had these problems, or I think that would be more helpful. So what happens is, on the internal audit, the criteria that we're using here is that if there was no internal audit as of 31st March, that was not appointed, maybe he put in that, so the contract was in place or something was arranged, and also they were not there throughout the period, then we would say that it was not established or was not evaluated. So because there was none, like a state theater, for instance, there was no internal audit, and that was 31st March. But maybe after a year, and it was there.
Thank you very much. Once this communicated to the department, maybe in your WhatsApp letter that you give to the department. Management. Letter to say this is a problem and what in this and what was the response of the department. It goes back to honorable both bond questions, the slow response that we have identified as well. But sometimes even we as a portfolio committee when we raise issues and we believe that they should be attended to immediately. And if that does not happen, the situation will unravel. We have experience that as well as the protocol committee. Because I think this is one area that you need to ask the department when they come later.
Thank you, Chair. I think for what you see, I don't want to make comparisons to this, right? But what we have seen and we have communicated with the department in our quarterly meeting, if I may go. What they're saying is that when they are expiration of the council plans or the audit committee, usually they go and internal audit usually those contracts they go hand in hand in terms of timing. So you find that council is one of the vacancy for council, and usually that leads to and then, therefore, we have audit committees that whose terms are not had come to expire on the 31st of March also. So, and therefore, that is the internal audit contract usually also in those ways it has been subcontracted out. That's the main issue that we have seen. So, and we have communicated all of them in the opportunities to say, but I can go about this, but I can go about this. So if you think that the thing that can be addressed to our say, please make sure that something is in the one that's period was 3 months where there was no council in terms of the entity, and it took a while for the new ones to be a council.
Thank you. In the assessment that is based on authority, I think when you see the stagnation, that is stagnant, all of them, there's no improvement, which I think is a problem. If they stagnate at this point, where there is a lot that is not happening, where there is a lot of problems, it's a problem. And I don't know, maybe as a portfolio committee, it's one thing that we need to look at is how we can ensure that there is improvement. Because you can't keep on doing the same thing if you're hoping for the first of all. You can't. You need to change the way you're doing things if you want the first of all. So I think it's a worrying line, that one, that everything has stagnated and the situation is not. So I think one slide that you can. Are there any other questions?
because we believe that it is assisting us. We sometimes define it with it that as we do things, not look at. So I think it's important for us to have a regular meeting so that we are able not to follow up on things when things have, you know, happened, but to ensure that we monitor as we go and the assistance that we are getting from you as the honorable member said earlier is really valuable, really value the relationship that we have. We want to thank you very much, and as honorable member said earlier, that even our oversight last year was based on the report that was received from you. And some of the entities that we visited have improved. And this is what the members do. This committee has members that are taking extra money. They are passionate about the work that they are doing. So this is why in some instances we see that there's improvement in the entity. Because we sit on them, we make them account. Because this is our constitutional language. So we thank you very much for the support that you're giving us. And as I said earlier, the information that you're giving us is being passed on, like this book and the other information that is here that's explaining what unauthorized expenditure is, irregular expenditure is. This is the information that we need to give to our people so that they begin to understand clearly what this can mean. And when they see it on TV, they hear about it on radio, they see it in the paper, they can actually identify with it, they understand what it means. So we'd like to thank you very much. Just keep on doing
the thank you very much for the kind words. We would just like to show the channel committees, other committees that you are also available anytime if you want to share the information that we can assist you. We do have reason for the
Honourable members, we have 10 minutes break.